This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. As always, you're invited to give us a call at 855-453-7333. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, or use the Discord call-in lines, which you can find at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight is Aria,
Melanie,
and Mark. And I want to tell you about this book series that my son got recently. It's called The Tuttle Twins. And in it, he learned about liberty, free market economics, and entrepreneurship. And these are ideas that they're not teaching in school. What do they know about entrepreneurship at a government school?
I mean, literally nothing.
Right. And they're monopolists. They know nothing about free market economics. And, you know, if you do find that rare teacher that's able to teach these ideas, they are unlikely to actually be able to teach them because somebody will stop them. So,
unfortunate.
Yeah. If you get a young person who's between the ages of, say, let's call it 6 and 12, I think, okay. Probably good for these books. Whether this young person is your child or your nephew or niece or somebody who's close to you, this book set is a great choice because it will teach them very quickly and succinctly. What it does is it boils down some of the great works of libertarianism. So Creature from Jekyll Island is one. Adam Smith's work is another. There's several of them, and each of them addresses one single thing. And Jack loved them. Awesome. So much so that he was willing to do an ad for them, and he did a little bit there. So you're probably hearing it if you're listening on the radio. You get to hear my son talking about these books, and he loves them. He's actually read some of them more than once now through. So, you know, that's about as good of an endorsement as you can possibly make in a book series. And, yeah, he claims that he has learned liberty, free market economics, and entrepreneurship is the quote that I worked out with him, just sort of talking to him. And if you want to get these books, go to TuttleTwins.com, use coupon code FTL. It saves you 40% off. So it's TuttleTwins.com.
That's a pretty good discount.
Yeah, it's a pretty deep discount. They also have a discount that's associated with the website anyway. Either way, it doesn't matter what the price of these things are because they're life-changing books. They're important, and they're important for these kids to see. They're not particularly long, but kids can consume them on their own. It empowers them in that way. So TuttleTwins.com, coupon code FTL. Please use that. Gets us credit. And it's TuttleTwins.com.
Very cool. I've read a few of the books.
Have you read them?
I did. Okay, I read a few of them.
Yeah.
Being an adult, I found them a bit too on the nose.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. They were a bit too direct with the message they were attempting to convey about free markets and things like that. I would have preferred a little more subtlety, but I'm also not.
But Jack has never heard of a free market, so.
Yeah, I'm not, you know, 10 years old, so. Right. For me, obviously, being a 10-year-old, I would have loved them. I tend to think I probably would have loved them.
Yeah.
But who knows? Now, we've been talking about Alyssa Milano, who is calling for a sex strike as some kind of way to regain bodily autonomy. And Melanie, you have the story. So she's implying, evidently, that women pretty much only have sex to please men and to have babies.
Yeah, and that was the implication that some of the complaints, I guess, from the left said that her tweet had, and that's why she shouldn't say it, that it reinforces the idea that women are the supply and men are the demand.
Right,
of
they're
sex.
The gatekeepers to the sex machine.
Which is still probably
true,
though.
They are the gatekeepers to the sex machine.
But it's a problem to say it.
She's right.
Right, but I don't know if she's right. They are gatekeepers to the sex machine, certainly, but they should also not just be having sex for the men or to have babies. They should be having sex. I would say, I don't want to say should because that's such a loaded word, but ideally,
if they're going to participate in sex, they should do it because they chose to.
Yeah, and because they want the same pleasure from it that a man ordinarily gets.
Well, I don't know that you could. I wouldn't propose to know what sort of pleasure a woman gets from sex. However, I can. I feel some level of confidence in saying that they get pleasure from sex.
Yeah. It's certainly not just about pleasing the man or having babies, which is, it does seem to be what Alyssa Milano's tweet sort of implies.
Yeah, but it's just a thing that we can withhold because we don't care anyway, I guess. I don't know.
Well, maybe if you're 50 years old and you're starting, I don't want to use that term, but maybe if you're 50 years old and you're not as sexually active as you were, you're not going to miss it as much as someone who's 25 years old.
I threaten my wife with withholding sex from her on a regular basis, and she laughs at me. So, I don't know what it is going on.
Do you laugh
there?
When she threatens to refrain from it with you?
Oh, no, that's serious business.
Okay. Interesting sexual dichotomy there.
Yeah, well, that's reality. Reality.
It is reality.
Come on.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
Weren't you married?
I was.
Okay, great.
Yeah, but you know, we were young, so we had sex like all the time.
Glad that worked out for you.
Yeah, it did. So, Melanie, you want to go back to the story?
Yeah, so Milano posted the missive. The missive?
That's the thing
I think
she
there
wrote.
Should be a noun there.
Missive. Missive is a noun.
Okay. A few days after the Georgia Governor Brian Kemp signed the heartbeat bill, one of the most restrictive abortion laws in the nation.
Yeah, one of the silliest, too. As they talked about, I think it was Tuesday night last week on Free Talk Live, it causes women who are pregnant and in jail to technically be assisting the state in holding someone hostage for the crimes of someone else. You know, once they extend those rights to the fetus, it's entitled to due process as well.
Yeah. I mean, if you're imprisoning the mother, you're imprisoning the fetus. And the fetus hasn't committed a crime. So, you guys think about that?
I don't know that the fetus has a legal right to go come and go as it pleases anyway. Because neither would an infant or even a small child.
But they don't throw infants in jail with moms.
They certainly don't.
Often take them to a special place at the very least if a woman gives birth in jail. I mean, it's jail, but it's some other form of confinement. And the infant could be taken away by the father or something like that.
Okay. I'm not familiar with, you know, how the state really handles this sort
of
thing.
I'm sure they've had to deal with it.
I'm sure they have to. But it's certainly a problem in Georgia, because that is the implication of it. I mean, if they...
There's a whole variety of problems with what they passed in Georgia, and I don't think they thought for a moment that they were going to pass constitutional muster anyway. I believe this is a shot over the bow, as a listener actually brought this up, and I believe, and I agree with him, that this is a shot over the bow of places like New York, and who's passed basically this moment before birth kind of abortion laws.
See, I think what their plan is to pass these laws so that they get contested in court and make their way to the Supreme Court, hoping that the Supreme Court will overturn Roe v. Wade.
Yeah, which is what's going to go on, which is why courts, or at least common law courts, are just ridiculous ways to go about anything at all. But yeah, so there's now a new structure to the Supreme Court, and there is soon to be another new structure because Ginsburg is not going to live forever. She's, in her mid-90s now, I think.
I don't know what she is, but she's going to die.
And so by the time this gets up there, there's going to be somebody else, probably. But
she
yeah,
really
like
messed
the states
up.
That's how you change laws in the U.S. You do a bunch of really silly things and see who can get up there first.
I can only imagine that it was vanity that caused her to choose not to leave during the Obama administration.
It couldn't be anything else.
Yeah. Well, I hope she doesn't mind that once she's gone, that the rest of us are going to be dealing with an entirely different place because she threw off the balance or whatever.
That's brutal.
Sorry.
It is brutal.
Okay, but if you're in your late 80s, you have to know you might not make it another 8 years.
Yeah, I don't want to blame her for it, though. I want to blame the entire establishment for it.
She doesn't particularly have an issue with the establishment, though. She's kind of part of it.
She's a grown woman.
All the more reason I don't want her in it.
She knows why how politics works. She's been in Washington, D.C. for decades. She was an attorney before that. I don't care whether it's right. She knew how it worked beforehand. And... you know, she knew. Well, I mean, it doesn't take a genius to say, well, every 8 years we get a Republican, and for another 8 years we get a Democrat, and a Republican. I mean, that's almost the entire pattern my whole life.
I think she probably expected Hillary to win. I mean, most people seem to have expected
that. It was close,
that.
But you shouldn't have taken the chance.
No, I would agree, especially in that context. Give us a call, 855-450-3733. That's 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale, totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Go to TheMorganReport.com and receive updates and insights you'll not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. TheMorganReport.com. TheMorganReport.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio you control. Give us a call at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And we've been discussing Alyssa Milano, and on that subject, we're receiving a call now by the resident non-show host, female, on the Discord line, which you can find at discord.lrn.fm. And you said you wanted to discuss Alyssa Milano, so what's on your mind?
Hi, ladies and Mark. I wanted to talk about her premise, which is, I think it's pretty clear her tweet is flawed and it's getting all this kickback and stuff, but if she thinks people are not going to have sex, like, the Catholic Church has been preaching abstinence and they don't keep people from having sex, so...
I mean, biology kind of has, too. You could end up with a kid you don't want and die of a disease, and people still do it.
Yeah. Oh, for
but,
sure.
But, I mean, like, all of that is a relatively unlikely outcome of having sex.
It depends on how often and with how many people.
Well, if you have sex every single day for a month, there's a 15 to 25% chance of becoming pregnant. And that's every single day for a month. And that's a 25% chance at best of becoming pregnant.
And then you divide
that
by 30,
right? On age, and most people don't do it for a month and then stop. Like,
well, obviously we're talking about on average. But yes, most people don't have sex every single day.
But to turn that around, all people who were born on the planet are the result of sex, and all sexually transmitted disease, or nearly all sexually transmitted diseases, are transmitted through sex. So while you can say that sex is unlikely, most sex does not occur in diseases or pregnancy. You can say that that pregnancy is certainly the probable, almost certain outcome of enough unprotected sex, and that sexually transmitted disease is the probable, almost certain outcome of unprotected sex with enough people.
I think that was stated perfectly, and it just, again, goes to prove that she's not going to really keep anybody from having sex with her tweet. And then I wanted to real quick state my own views on abortion, because I think her use of the terms reproductive rights is another problem with the argument.
Yeah, it's not reproductive rights that she wants to protect.
It's not a right, it's a responsibility.
Go ahead.
I think even in the cases of incest and rape, and when you go to the extreme cases, that doesn't mean that the woman isn't responsible for how she's going to take care of her body. And I don't judge her if she chooses to have an abortion. I never would personally, but I think calling it a right is absolute nonsense. Well, it's a responsibility.
So in the case of rape, I'm not sure how you incur that responsibility. I mean, it almost seems too harsh to call it a preferred outcome, but I might have an opinion on the matter. I'm not sure how you incur responsibility for a thing that you didn't do.
That's fair, but even if she didn't incur the outcome of getting pregnant from rape or incest, she is then responsible for the life that's inside
her.
Right,
but that's
what
I'm asking.
Is
how do you incur responsibility by not doing a thing? Like, how do you do nothing and incur responsibility? No, I think she has a responsibility to not directly kill the child, because she has a responsibility to people generally. So I have a responsibility to not kill people in general, and there's no good reason why the baby would be excluded from that. But at the same time, I don't see how she becomes responsible for actually taking care of them.
She's ultimately responsible for herself. I think it's at the individual level, regardless of who impregnated her or how.
So she could dump the 4-year-old kid. I mean, she could just leave him out on the street somewhere and absolve herself of that responsibility, correct?
No, I'm not saying it like that. I'm saying in this specific instance of a rape or an incest, and she, you know, did not incur the responsibility of that child. If she chooses to, I don't judge or want to mandate any sort of regulation on her right to an abortion or her decision to an abortion. But I do think she's responsible for the child that's then in her body, because it's there, regardless of how it happened.
Yeah, so if you put a child in your body, then I would say you're responsible for them just as you are any other person that you put in a precarious situation to, you know, safely get them out of that situation.
Could you say that the responsibility has been foisted upon her?
Yeah,
that's, well, that's not what responsibility
I'm just
is.
Asking. I'm asking you, Melanie. I just don't know exactly, because I get the point that's being made here is that she's the one who's making this decision. Do we want to use the term responsibility to describe this decision? Is it a power? Because she certainly has the power to make the decision.
I personally think it's a responsibility. I think Melanie disagrees, but...
I would adamantly disagree, because in the cases of rape, the pregnant woman had absolutely no say-so in whether or not this was going to happen to her. That's literally what makes it rape. So she had absolutely no chance to avoid the consequences. She was simply stuck with them by someone else doing an immoral thing.
Yeah, but that's not... There's other times in our life where we're stuck with consequences outside of our control. Cancer, sickness, tragedy, things
right,
like that that happen
but
in life.
You're allowed to, like, do things against the cancer and kind of otherwise protect yourself against natural disasters.
Those are also not, none
can.
Of those things are also not caused deliberately by another human being who is acting immorally. No one is giving you cancer. No one is giving you pneumonia.
Yeah, so and there's things in there's things that I don't like. I don't necessarily like where that conclusion leads, but it's the conclusion that I think that I have to come to based on what I'm aware of. If there's something I haven't thought of, but I don't see you don't get a responsibility unless you adopt one. She hasn't done anything to adopt one, so I don't know how she gets it.
So before we go off any further, I just want to interject a story that I do know a woman who was raped and became pregnant as a result and chose to carry the child to term. And life is pretty good now. Like, she chose to be empowered around the subject, that she was going to make this decision, that things didn't turn out the way that she wanted them to, but she could make a decision beyond that. And that's a sort of a taking of responsibility. I don't know how I like to use the term responsibility in this circumstance, but I can say that I at least know one person who chose to be empowered around this subject, and life's turned out pretty well as a result.
Well, that's a positive story.
Even if she decided to abort the child instead, I think that's in itself taking a form of responsibility, because she's choosing she's making a decision on what to do with the after effects of what happened to her. And I think she should have the freedom to do so.
So I have to confess, I'm confused by your position.
Okay, that confuses me too, because are we talking about a responsibility to the child or a responsibility to make decisions in your life going forward?
Stick with us for a minute, because we do need to get these confusion issues addressed, and we need
semantics.
To clarify exactly what it is people are saying. This is Free Talk Live. Give us a call at 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Dow closed down 618 points as trade tensions between the United States and China continue. Experts say the ongoing trade war between the two countries will result in higher prices for Americans on a number of basic goods. Former Reagan economic advisor Art Laffer also reminds us,
there's never a fun time to have conflict with another country, especially over tariffs and trade and all that. And markets tell us what will be, not what has been.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made a stop in Brussels on Monday to meet with officials from the European Union. The secretary is doing what he can to salvage a nuclear deal with Iran. Brian Hook, U.S. Special Representative for Iran, says he has confidence in the new strategy.
If talking nicely worked, we would have settled this decades ago. But this is a regime that only understands economic pressure and diplomatic isolation. And we are committed to this strategy.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows! Mm-hmm. Great idea!
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Give us a call at 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. Tell us what's on your mind. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight is Aria,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And we've actually got a caller on the line who's a regular listener to the show and a regular chatter in the Discord chat, who has confused both me and Melanie.
You can find this Discord chat at discord.freetalklive.com.
Right. And I don't know why Melanie is necessarily confused, but I do know that the reason for my confusion ultimately was that you seem to be making the contention that a person is not taking responsibility for this pregnancy, especially in regards to rape and things like that, if they choose to have an abortion.
No, I don't think that they're not taking responsibility by choosing to have the abortion. I think when a woman is pregnant, she is inherently responsible for that life. And then I morally disagree with her choice of having an abortion if she so chooses, but I don't disagree with her freedom to be able to do that.
Okay, so what do you mean by she's responsible for the life? Because I think we might be using that word differently.
Well, yes, because I think, Melanie, you see responsibility as something you incur almost, it's like a burden that you take upon yourself, whereas I think we can have a moral state of being responsible, and I think if I have it, for example, if I have another human life inside of me, I am just by being a moral, responsible person and now responsible for that life.
Okay, so you are saying that she is responsible to the baby and has a responsibility to the baby. Okay.
Yes. Is that clear?
Yes. Or it is to me anyway.
But she can alleviate herself of this responsibility.
I'm unclear. Does Alyssa Milano think that this woman should be having sex or not?
I think Alyssa Milano might need to have sex herself because she clearly has forgotten how great it is. But she's just barking up the wrong trees with her arguments.
Well, if you're barking at trees to have sex, then there's the problem.
Yeah, so and part of my problem here with saying that someone who did not incur that has a responsibility to the baby, having a responsibility to someone doesn't just mean to refrain from killing them. So you could have a woman who has designed her life around not being pregnant, either permanently or for the time being. She might work around chemicals. She might, you know, work long hours to exhaustion. She might have a suboptimal diet. She might do things that are beneficial to her life or maybe not beneficial to her life, but they allow her to, like, pay rent and buy groceries that would be harmful to a pregnancy, maybe fatal, maybe not. She might be on some kind of meds that would be dangerous to the baby. And she did nothing to cause the baby to be there, but if she's responsible to the baby, that means that she now has to take care of the baby just in a way that anyone else would have to take care of a baby, and that kind of implies that she would have to stop doing a lot of those things. That doesn't just mean, if I'm responsible for somebody, that doesn't just mean I have to not kill them.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that. She should be responsible for adjusting if she chooses to be responsible for that child's life.
Well, I mean, she doesn't have a choice.
Like, she might have to have that job. Like,
well, I mean, that's the issue here is that she literally doesn't get a choice. She is pregnant, right? One of two things is going to happen. She's either going to carry the baby to term, or she's going to have an abortion or a miscarriage or something like that. But one way or another, time is going to continue to pass, and something is going to happen.
Yeah, the baby's going to get born or it's not going to get born.
Right. So it's not really a matter of choosing whether or not to create that situation. I mean, and I lost my train of thought.
I mean, like, adjusting her life. So if you're going to put a child inside of you, I think you have a responsibility to adjust your life such that that is a safe thing to do. That might not be physically possible for a lot of people, either because of medical conditions or financial conditions or some other conditions that would be contradictory to having a baby healthily grow inside of you. She might not be able to do that, but at the same time, if she has a responsibility to do that, like, that's a problem if she didn't cause that situation.
Well, thank you so much for the call. There's certainly a lot to flesh out in this entire discussion. It's not an easy one to answer, and there really are.
You know
no
what we should do?
Answers.
We should let a bunch of irresponsible politicians come up with the answers for us.
I recognize the sarcasm.
Yeah.
I want to.
Well, that's the reality, too.
It is the reality.
It's the reality
and
the sarcasm all at the same time.
That's why it's the mess that it is.
Right. Because, I mean, ultimately, who do you want to be making these decisions?
The individual, ultimately.
They're usually the best person to come to terms. And do you want children raised in homes that they're unwanted in?
No, certainly not. And, I mean, that's sort of the issue as it is that we've already got adoption facilities that are filled with children who are never going to be adopted. To me, it's not just reckless, it's downright immoral to add to those numbers.
Well, a lot of these adoptions are, for whatever reason, substandard, right? Like, there's something going on in the circumstance that people don't want to be involved in. I wanted to adopt rather than have a child. And my wife was of the opinion that she didn't want to adopt because there was a high likelihood, to her mind, that she'd be adopting a kid who had some kind of drug problem or something like that. And, she just didn't want to deal with that.
Right.
And I think that's kind of fair that she'd be able to choose her pregnancy experience, right? Like, does she want to? Because she did all the things, right? The adoption, or the taking the supplements, and, you know, like meditation in a pool, you know, all this stuff, all these things that moms might do. She's done it all, and well, that's the way she wanted to have bring a kid in the world and raise them, and she's can't argue with her results at this point. She's done reasonably well.
When I was married, my ex-wife and I had a sort of compromise about this. We were going to adopt one and have one because I preferred the adoption route as well for the reasons that I essentially just outlined. There's a lot of kids out there who just need loving homes, really.
Sure.
And to me, bringing in more life would have been reckless when that option was available. But of course, she, driven by maternal instincts or whatever, wanted one of her own. So in order to reach a compromise, it's like, all right, well, we'll do both.
Yeah, it's hard to beat the
drive. We never
drive.
Did either, by the way, for anyone curious. We never did either one of those.
Okay.
So I have no kids.
All the problems that that were obviously going to happen that would result in divorce came up before the having kids came up.
Well, it only resulted in divorce because I chose for it to.
Okay. She's going to stick with it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so the abortion issue, or the Alyssa Milano issue, she seems to be operating under this delusion that women only have sex to please men or to get pregnant. And I'm not, you know, as I think more about what people are saying in regard to her tweet or her Instagram post or whatever in the world it was, I don't think that's entirely correct, a correct assessment of her position, because the fact is, guys like sex, and you can use it as leverage against them.
That's what I mean,
that's kind of sadistic, but also, even if you're willing to go there...
All relationships are kind of sadistic.
Okay, but even if you're willing to go there, like, that doesn't... You can only use leverage against somebody if it's something that they have the power to do.
Right, that's why she's withdrawing consent, or why she's
It's pretty clear
women.
That Alyssa Milano has withdrawn consent to have sex with me, and she's been doing it for a long time.
What about saying the guys?
Have you asked?
She and half the planet.
Have you asked?
No, not specifically.
Well, she might consent.
She hasn't.
Not
well,
at this
she
exact
hasn't reached
moment.
Out.
Okay, fair point. Yeah, she has not reached out.
Just saying.
Alyssa, reach out to Mark. Actually, he's married. That probably would not be a good idea for anyone involved.
I did negotiate in at the very first part of the marriage that if ever the opportunity to have sex with Britney Spears arise, I'm okay.
855-450-3733.
Free Talk Live.
To hang out with Penn Jillette. He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50, sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry. But I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airways using 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE as in Free Talk Live. With you tonight is Aria,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And Mark, you brought in a story about the first seasteaders, right, being arrested?
Well, I'm not arrested. They're on the run for their lives, according to fee.org. That's the Foundation for Economic Education. And the article here from them says that the world's first seasteaders are now on the run for their lives.
Now, what do they mean by seasteaders? People who live on the sea permanently and not within the boundaries of any particular nation?
That's what sort of was going on in this circumstance. These people had created a homestead that was outside of the 12-mile international limit, just outside, near the municipality, unfortunately named Phuket, in, is that Cambodia or Vietnam? Or no, Thailand. Thailand, I believe. And the one person here, I believe, is Thai, in, you know, sort of her nationality is Thai. And they were living this little sort of floating hut thing. And it was designed...
So it wasn't like a boat as we would know it in the United States.
No, this is... This actually had, it was a floating, what they called a spar, I believe. So this kind of weighted, it was like a cork with a house on top.
This does not seem like a good idea.
Oh, it was a great idea. Actually, it was the best designed thing so far anyone's come up with for a seastead. So,
wow. I stand corrected.
Right. When a wave comes, a boat goes up the wave and down the wave, right?
Right.
When a wave comes to this thing, the wave passes by this spindle that sticks out of the water that's kind of weighted but buoyant all at the same time so that it sort of stays upright. And then, like the head of a pin, you know, sort of weighted into the water, the house at the top. And when I use house, I'm using air quotes here. This thing was probably the width of a large room, 15, 17 feet. You know, you pick your meters there, 5-6 meters wide.
So it was small.
Yeah, pretty small. And it was
smaller than most bedrooms.
Octagonal. You know, this was not your, your average house. Heterodoxical to your normal domicile, right? And
nice.
Yes, I had to do it. I was actually asked to use the term heterodoxical tonight on the air. So I've gotten it in, folks. And yeah, they had this whole spot. Apparently they're 12 miles out, but they got a boat.
Right.
You know, they can travel in and out. And apparently when
So it can be steered and directed, right?
No.
It's not just
this
floating.
Is not a boat. This
okay.
is a, you know, it stays in one location.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, they went out to find it. They sank it out there. By sank, I mean put it in the water so it was up and down. And then they had to go find the darn thing later to put the house on top. That was quite a task.
So and now anyway. They're on the run for their lives.
Right. So let's go with the story here from Brittany Hunter. American software developer Chad L. Wartowski and his Thai girlfriend, Suprani Thepdet, made history. This is Chad and Sup is what I'm going to go with here.
Okay.
Made history earlier this year when they abandoned their landlocked lives and embarked on their shared journey. I know she has a nickname, but I can't remember what it was. I've seen all their videos, by the way. Their shared journey as pioneers living on a seastead in the high seas. Living on a permanent floating dwelling in international waters was supposed to make them the freest people in the world. Instead, it made them a target of the Thai government, which is now threatening the couple with their lives. Working with Ocean Builders, this is sort of his organization to some extent, a group of engineering-focused entrepreneurs who built these structures, the couple used cryptocurrency to purchase their floating home, the Seasteads Ocean Builders designs are octagons made of steel and concrete. The structures are inspired by the spar design of oil platforms that already exists out at sea, except that they're not nearly as large nor are they as expensive. While they are tiny, about 25 square meters, they are able to, so that's about 5 meters by 5 meters. I wasn't too far off. So
looking at the picture, I'm confused. Can they go into that enclosed
yes.
space? Okay.
The enclosed space, they're standing on the roof underneath the sort of the lattice network of beams, little iron bars or whatever, that hold up a series of solar panels. So I don't know what else is going up on the roof there. Maybe they've got a place to grill food or something, but that's about all that's on the roof. Is some solar panels and perhaps a grill or some other things, and then they can go down into the little hut thing, and they can prepare food and sleep on the floor.
I like the sentiment, but I would not want to live that way.
Well, I guess fishermen come by pretty regularly to sell them fish. Yeah, they like fish to do this, I think.
Yeah, I would say so, because, I mean, you're not raising livestock.
And so
there.
These are designed to withstand strong waves and even hurricanes. By the way, they were thinking about doing, you know, to some extent, they were looking for aquaculture of some sort, right? They're going to raise some fish, and they were probably going to raise some seaweed and do these sorts of things. Once you're out there, you have to do some other stuff. And I don't know how they were getting internet. Hopefully, Chad worked that out. But nonetheless, that's what they're doing. And a seastead, like a homestead, would not necessarily indicate that you would have internet, you know? Just say that you're surviving out there.
I'm unclear on what homestead is supposed to mean.
So I think a homestead would mean to most people that you, with your hands, cleaved your living arrangements out of the forest. In my case,
yeah, that would be hardcore.
I called mine a farmstead. I, along with some other people that I know, built my house 700 square feet, and I had a wood stove, a wood-fired external boiler, so I put, you know, pine wood, which if anybody knows anything about burning wood for fuel, you generally do not burn pine, put pine out in this boiler, but it's outside, so a chimney fire is just an advantage for me. And I raised some pigs, we had some, you know, gardens and all that stuff, but it took us 10 years to get this cleaved out of the environment, and we weren't on the most inhospitable place on the planet, which is the ocean, right? Oceans are highly corrosive. This is difficult stuff.
Yeah, and they're not designed for human beings to live on,
yeah.
Certainly.
So, anyway, going on here, the spar platform consists of a 20-meter steel cylinder. That's long. 20 yards, folks. That is ballasted by concrete at the bottom. This allows for very little movement from waves, keeping the center of gravity low below the waterline. So basically big waves could come along and they're still fine.
Yeah, it sounds like it would work. I understand the engineering of it.
Yeah.
But I really would not want to go inside of it.
Okay. Well, it seemed fine from the videos that I watched.
Yeah. But I wouldn't want to go into a submarine either. And, you know, those...
I've been in submarines, just not one submerged. Maybe the thing in, like, Disney World where, you know, like you do the Captain Nemo's 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. But I don't think of, like, a real submarine. Deep glass bottom
boats. I wouldn't want to do any of it.
Okay.
Jesus.
In February. Well, the problem
is claustrophobic,
that governments monopolize land. Pretty much any place on the planet that you go, some government has claimed that for themselves. And they will claim jurisdiction over you in that area. The Thai government decided to claim jurisdiction over these people who weren't even within their international borders. Because no one's going to stop them. The United States government didn't step right in and say, I mean, Chad Erwodowski is a American citizen, and presumably, what I'm told is the government is here to protect him. Why didn't the United States government step in and say, Thailand, this isn't inside your international borders. If you do anything to these people, we're going to bomb you back to the Stone Age. We're going to assassinate every single one of your leaders.
I don't think Thailand has oil.
They're right. They're not going to bother. Because, A, the United States government doesn't care about Chad Erwodowski, and B, you know, international law is meaningless when it comes to these organizations.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't even call it law. Law is something that you can back up with force.
Well, the Taiwanese government will back this up, will back up their opinion that they can go outside of their 12-mile jurisdiction to enact their death penalty on these people if
right,
they wish.
Right, but that's not international law. That's... Thai
well, the
law,
international law is that they can't.
Okay.
Right. I mean, that's what everybody agreed to. We're
but the international law is meaningless because no one will enforce it.
Right.
What are we going to go get Pitcairn Island to go say, oh, well, you shouldn't have done that? You know, who cares? They're still dead. These organizations are organizations of violence at their core. The nation state, what distinguishes it from other organizational models is the claim of monopoly use on violence. And it is very clear here. That's why I like this story. It says, hey, look, ladies and gentlemen, freedom isn't as easy to get as you think.
It certainly isn't.
See, when people say,
is that why they
if you don't like the government, why don't you just go someplace else? Because they'll kill you if you try is the answer.
Is that why the Thai government is pursuing them, essentially?
No, they're not pursuing them. They're just threatening them.
Okay. This is called a free... This is Free Talk Live. Give us a call. 855-450-FREE as in freedom. That's 855-453-7333.
Tools and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.